Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, I was telling you before the break that the fashion retailer Pamela Scott is to close 12 of its stores. This is to secure its future. And Richard Barron, Managing Director of Pamela Scott, is here. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Claire.
Richard, it was a tough day yesterday.
It was, yeah. We had to inform the 12 managers of the stores that we were closing. I went to Grafton Street myself, and that was very emotional for me and the girls. And then we took our shops, each of the brothers, the three brothers, myself, took each shop to tell the managers of the closed stores. And then we had to tell, and after that we had to tell the remaining 12 stores are opening. And what was amazing, obviously there was a lot of emotion and tears from everybody, including the managers, with the stores that were closing and also the stores were that were remaining, that they were sad for their jobs, yes, but they were also sad for us because of the efforts and the sacrifice we've made through many challenges over the years.
Can I talk to you about Grafton Street in particular? Because I know that's the one that gets you, isn't it, most?
Of course it is, yeah. That was founded in 76. My father, Sean, still alive and kicking. That was extremely difficult for me and for it. But I went in myself. I think it was important to... We couldn't get to all the other stores. So I went to Grafton Street at 10 and told the girls and... We couldn't get them all in because of the way the process worked. But after that, I rang them, all the girls have been there a long time. Like, there were some girls there 30, 40 years, incredible service. But it was only for those guys that kept us in business there. I mean, employers are the most important part of a group for us. And that was a tough one, yeah.
How's your dad about it all?
Determined still, very mixed feelings about the whole thing. But he realised that this would have to be done for the future of Pamela Scott's. And we still have 12 stores. We have an online business, social, fantastic. So he understood, but it wasn't easy.
Grafton Street, the Frascati Centre in Dublin, Swords in Dublin and Blanchardstown as well, Cork City, Limerick Crescent, Tralee, Carlow, Sligo, Dundalk, Gorey and Nenagh. What's the common denominator?
COVID. I mean... That those stores, like in every retail game, went through so many different challenges. Like, I could go very quickly. We had the financial crisis. We had the move to online. We had the discounting that we had to adapt to. We had weather warnings. That was a very difficult affected our turnover. And then Brexit, of course, happened in September 19, right up to just before COVID, which was very uncertain. So we had to go through all those.
And footfall, I mean, when you talk about Grafton Street, that's just extraordinary.
Well, since the lockdown, I mean, when we reopened on the 15th of June, you know, no office workers, no buzz in town.
No tourists.
No tourists. So, you know... To be honest, I was asked yesterday what kind of figures you were doing. We were down 70% against last year in Grafton Street. So, you know, but we're hoping as a family that, you know, things will get better. But I think level three was introduced a couple of weeks ago, and then level three was introduced last Wednesday, previous to last Wednesday. And that kind of just shows you what impact it can have. But Grafton Street's all about, you know, experience, going into Grafton Street, having coffee, going early, you know, staying there a couple of hours if you wanted to go. That wasn't possible. People are shopping local, you know.
Yeah, and is that why you expect and hope that the shops you're leaving open will survive? Because they are not quite so close, from what I'm looking here, they're not close to big urban centres or big cities?
Well, I mean, it's all about shopping local.
Okay.
People are afraid to come into the big cities. They're happy to support local businesses. And as long as the towns have enough good retail, good restaurants, and for people to be happy to shop there, those towns are doing relatively well.
Mm-hmm. There are a number of government supports in place to help businesses who are struggling. You have the employment wage subsidy scheme. You have the new scheme, which was announced in the budget. You know, if you're subject to restrictions and your income is down to 25% of what it was in 2019, that you would be given $5,000 a week. Did they not go far enough to be able to get you through?
I think the government were very good while we were in lockdown and when we reopened. The wage subsidy scheme that we were part of, I think 35,000 employers availed of it, but when in September they reduced it, you know, for companies like Pamela Scott with a good few, a relatively large number of employers, employees. That was quite painful for us. But as far as the lockdown, the new lockdown, like for instance, only yesterday we had to lock down, we had to close our store for 4 weeks in Letterkenny. Mm-hmm. And then that's great. That's kind of support is great. And there was the restart grants. I think the government have done a very good job in a very difficult circumstances.
But not enough.
No, not for us. No, I mean, I met your researcher earlier on and he asked me that, he read something there about the last, I mean, it was really last Monday that the board of directors got together with my father and decided this is it has to happen. And we just decided, can we just give it one more go and wait for the budget on the Tuesday? I don't know what we were waiting for, but maybe something was going to come up to help us. But when you're 70% down in certain stores and 40% down and 50% down, I don't know what kind of support that you'll get from the government. They're not going to give you free money, you know, but they have, you know, I have my, at lockdown, I tried to talk to all the TDs, you know, let them know our situation. But, you know, there was so much things happening, you know, but I think generally there were, you know.
So there's not one thing that you could identify that could have happened on Tuesday to save the 12 stores that you've had to close?
To be honest, I don't know what we are looking for, but we're looking for something special. I mean, there is a lot of people out there looking for, I mean, COVID is not a short term, Claire. It's not, you know, the health of the country is not short term. I think the government should be throwing so much financial support, but for the medium term, because, you know, when we finished the end of August and then, you know, we saw some, you know, some growth in certain stores, but when the level 3 was introduced, and it had to be introduced for the safety of our nation. I have no issue with that, but it was just the turnover just dropped so much.
I know you said this is a really tough day yesterday for your staff in particular, who you had to break that terrible news to. But how has it been for you, for your family, your own family, and your brothers?
So there's Sean and the four boys.
Yeah,
I'm managing director, but we work very closely together. Since the lockdown, the 16th of May, March, I have to commend my brothers and my father. I mean, we were working 7 days a week, 120, 30 hours a week to keep the online going and to say thank you for all the customers who couldn't shop in any of the Pamiscot stores and they went online more than ever, which is very gratifying and just shows you what Pamiscot means to people. But and then we reopened at the nervousness of how would it react? And, you know, we gave it a good go, you know, so, but they're great. And I have to, it's great working with a great gang and the online team and Don and Louise. They're phenomenal people.
Well, and the good news is that you are still open. You've got 12 stores open.
100%.
And you're still open online. And your plan, Richard, is to try and grow that online business.
Certainly. I mean, we are now an omnichannel company, which we're very lucky to say we have. We can sell through our remaining stores, the 12 stores. We can sell online, we can sell through email and also on our platform, the Facebook and Instagram. So we're in a good place to tackle COVID, and we're not going anywhere. We're going to beat it and get on with it.
Could you ever see a time when those shops might reopen or you'd be back in those locations again?
I think it's very early to speculate in that after what we've gone through for the last, well, particularly last week and this week and yesterday.
Liz in Leitrim said she's very sad to hear about Pamela Scott, a stalwart of her disco days. As soon as I can travel outside my county, I'll pop into Longford to support. And here's to reopening. All is not lost. And this person says, I love Pamela Scott clothes. I'm so sorry for your loss of stores and delighted the Waterford store is staying open. The staff are fantastic. Good luck in the future. So I'm sure it's nice to
the amount of well wishers through our social platform was incredible. And, you know, where can we go? Where's our nearest store? Or I'm, you know, one saying, Tralee, I love Tralee. Don't close it. You know, incredible. So that gives us hope for the future.
I don't know if you've been talking to other retailers, but can we expect more of this?
I think yes, is the answer. Yes, okay. I think so, yes.
Richard, thanks very much for coming in and we wish you the very best. And our thoughts are with those staff who got that news yesterday.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, Claire.
Richard Barron, Pamela Scott.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.